the Simeon Tess. So the Gemara in Menachas Membeis Menach brings a story. Rav Nachman found Rav Ada bar Ava, who was making tzitzis, okay, putting the strings through the holes, making the tzitzis, and he was making a bracha. The bracha was Lassos Tzitzis. And the Gemara tells us that Rav Nachman made fun of him. And then there's a whole back and forth, and the Gemara on the next Omud, Membeis and Mabeis, brings down the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. What is the mitzvah of tzitzis? Is tzitzis a chovas talis? It means that if you have a four-cornered garment, you're not allowed to have a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Nothing to do with wearing it. You can't have in your house, in your drawer, in your closet, a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. You must put tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. And if that's the case, then the mitzvah is, what's the mitzvah? It's putting on the tzitzis. So the bracha is lasos tzitzis, and then I put the tzitzis on the beged, and I've done the mitzvah. That is Rav Chisda, and that seems to be what Rav Ada bar Ava held as well. Rav Nachman holds it's a chovas gavra. That means that there's no mitzvah on the beged. The beged should have tzitzis. The mitzvah is on me, that I should have, if I have a four-cornered garment, I need to have tzitzis. Okay, now the truth is that there is a machlokas, we'll see later on. There is a ritva that says, Rav Nevuzel brings down, that there's a chiyuv to go get a four-cornered garment and put tzitzis on it. Okay, but we hold, not like that, we hold, right, we'll see in a minute. The Mishabura here quotes the Mishabura that we saw earlier in the week. So is it a chovas gav or a chovas talis? And then there's another Gemara where Shmuel tells us that klei kufsa chayavim betzitzis, begodim even in the closet, in a kufsa, in a box, a chayev in tzitzis. And the Beis Yosef tells us that the three amudei hora, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, all hold that the tzitzis has nothing to do with the, it's not a din in the talis, it's a din in the gavra. I'm not allowed to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, and therefore there's no suffix, we call it, it's a chovas gavra. So it's a shulchan aruch. Good test out. Tzitzis chovas gavrahu, velo chovas mana. It's a chiyuv in the individual that if he's wearing a four-cornered garment, he must wear tzitzis. V'lo chovas mana. It's not a din that you can't own a four-cornered beged without tzitzis. Shekozman she'en lovesh hatalis. As long as you're not wearing the talis, potter mi tzitzis, no problem. Leave it in your drawer as long as you want. U'lefichach ena mevarech ala siyas hatzitzis. She'en mitzvah ela b'levi shah. So there's no bracha of lasos tzitzis because the bracha is not, the mitzvah is not to make the tzitzis. The mitzvah is to wear the four-cornered garment with tzitzis. Therefore, the bracha is a sa'ate bat tzitzis. If you hold, it's a din in the talis, so you're not allowed to own a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. You'd have to put on tzitzis right away. And the bracha would be ala siyas tzitzis. That's not how we hold. We hold it's a chovas gavra. The mitzvah is to wear the tzitzis, and therefore, the bracha is a sa'ate bat tzitzis when you're putting on the talis. Mishabur Sifkatan Aleph, Velo Chovas Mana, Ayin La'el, Simin Yedzayin, Sifkatan Hey. So if you look back, Yedzayin, Sifkatan Hey, there the Mishabur told us the last skinny line. Tzitzis Chovas Gavra, Velo Chovas Gavra. It's sort of a hybrid. V'tervayu Lekula. And we go Lekula both ways. That means like this. Chovas Gavra, Lekula, Lemute, Chovas Mana. I'm allowed to have a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. I can't wear it, but I'm allowed to own it. And then continue on. He says, "Lav chovas gavra shenachayv leknos lo talis kdeishes chayv betzitzis." Okay, not like Rav Nevinzal's ritzva. The ritzva would say you are chayv to go get tzitzis, but we hold that my begadim are not chayv in tzitzis. They can sit in my drawer as long as they want without tzitzis. And we hold if I'm going to put on a four-cornered garment, then I have to put tzitzis on it. But I don't have to go out of my way to get the four-cornered garment. In theory. Okay, Potter, Mishabur Sifkatan Beis. He says, why is it Potter? I forgot to say Vasulahem Tzitzis. How can it fit big day? The Potter says Vasulahem Tzitzis. So one could think, and there, like we said before, there are opinions who hold this way, that it's a din in the beged. You have Asulahem Tzitzis. The mitzvah is the Asiya, and that's the bracha. Why do we not hold like that? Mash medavka kishem miskaseba. The mitzvah is only techaseba. When you are covering, wrapping, wearing your four-cornered garment, then you have to make sure that there's tzitzis on it. So there is another Gemara Menachah is very important. The Gemara Menachah is Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. Rav Moshe likes to quote this. Gemara tells us that a Malach came to Rav Katina. In the olden days, people wore four corner garments, and the Jews would put tzitzis on their four corner garments. Rav Katina always seemed to make sure that the garments that he was wearing were not chayiv in tzitzis, and therefore Rav Katina didn't wear tzitzis. So the Malach came to Rav Katina, obviously he was a very big tzaddik, and said to him, you know, tzitzis shel tchelis, ma tehaleh. You know, if you're never wearing a four corner garment, so right, you're not chayiv in tzitzis, but so then the whole mitzvah is out the window. So Rav Katina understood he was kind of in trouble. So he said, "An shisu asay, is there an onesh because I'm not fulfilling an asay that I'm not obligated to fulfill?" It's not. He didn't wear a four cornered garment without tzitzis. God forbid, he just didn't wear a four cornered garment at all, which means he didn't wear tzitzis. So very famous answer. The Malach tells him, "Bizman diika rischa an shinan." When say it like this, when God's in a bad mood, so to speak. So then he does punish for not fulfilling mitzvah sasi that you could have fulfilled if you wanted to. What does it mean God's in a bad mood? No such thing, right? God's not moody. But when there's an idam rischa, when Hashem is midas hadin, is sholet in the world, God forbid, so then Hashem does punish in such a case. Now, there is a machlokas amongst the Bali Tosis, different Tosis say different things. Is that relevant to our tzitzis? Does that mean that you have a four-corner garment and you go out of your way to round off a corner so that you're not going to be chayiv in tzitzis? Is that what it's referring to? Or even like us, even if I, you know, I just don't go to the store to buy it. It's a much bigger deal if you have a four-corner garment and you do something to get out of it. Now, we've learned many halachas where you round off a corner to get out of it. That's only because it's a machlokas and it's a whole discussion. Right? But to not wear tzitzis, to make sure that you never chayiv in tzitzis, so that's the Eden Rischa. But what about if you just neglect to buy a four-corner garment? So Rav Moshe brings this down many times, that it is relevant to us nowadays, and that a person should do his best to wear tzitzis. He even talks about wearing wool tzitzis. He talks about wearing wool tzitzis in the summer, even if it's hot. Okay, we've discussed that already in the past. Okay, so even though, again, there is no chiv, minat Torah, to go get a four-corner garment, put tzitzis on, but every second that one's wearing tzitzis, one's mekayim a mitzvah say d'oraisa, and we see that there is a punishment when midas hadin is shalet in the world, so then Hashem does go after those who did not fulfill an asay that they could have fulfilled. Yudtes beis. Also, talis atzorach tachrichin. One makes a talis for his tachrichin for after 120. So, even though he may wear it while he's alive, still potter. So it comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Hey, Hachronim Maski, the Hachronim have concluded that that's not necessarily so. The Dafka Das HaRosh, that's only according to yesterday's Rosh. The Potter El Besimin Yudches, Ksusa Michad Alayla, I feel Bayom, right? What does the Rosh say? Nighttime Begadim are potter, pajamas are potter. Four corner pajamas are putter. What if I wear them by day? Putter. It's a nighttime beged. So it's the same thing with what I call a dead time beged. A beged for after 120 is like a nighttime beged, and the beged is putter. And even if you wear it by yom, according to the Rosh, it's putter. But Nami, the Ksus Laila dummy, this is similar to a Ksus Laila. Share Mace Potter Mimitzis. A nighttime baguette and a dead time baguette are both Potter. About Dasa Rambam, who says that your four corner pajamas are Chayiv if you wear them by day. The Mechayiv, Ksus Laila Bayom, Gambaze Chayiv. So you can be Chayiv over here too. Good, you're Potter after 120, but if you wear that baguette while you're alive, when you're chayiv in tzitzis, you wear a nighttime baguette by day when there's a chayiv in tzitzis, you're going to be chayiv. Gam baze chayiv v'pichach l'didon, according to us, who are choshish both for the Rambam and the Rosh, l'chumra, yaseh bo tzitzis, but lo yivarech. We're not going to make a bracha like we discussed at length yesterday. That's Simon Yutes. Simon Chav. Dine lekichas u'mechiras talis. Halokeach talis mitzuyetzes mi Yisrael. One who goes and buys a talis with tzitzis from a Jew, o mitagar en Yehudi, or from a goyish merchant, a goyish businessman, whom we'll see has a reputation to uphold, and he can't just sell you something that's not kosher, without there being repercussions. V'omer, the guy says, shalokcha mi Yisrael. Now, I'm on here, there's a machlok, there's two opinions in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel, how to read this. is it Shalakha Miyisrael Ne'eman? He says he bought it from a reliable Jew. But we didn't say, we said before, you don't need to buy from a reliable Jew. He doesn't need to buy from a Jew. Or is it, he says he bought it from a Jew, then the guy is Ne'eman. The guy is believed to say he bought it from a regular Jew. That's what Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel discusses. So, tzitzis in general we assume is kosher. If you bought it from a Jew or from a guy who has a business and therefore a reputation to uphold. Here the Mechaber spells it out. Dekeben, the Tagar, who since he has a business, Chazak Chashalakam Yisrael. There's a Chazaka that he bought it from a Jew. Why? Dilo Mara Nafshe. He doesn't want to ruin himself. He doesn't want to ruin his reputation. He has a business, he has a store, and people know that he's selling things, he's pretending he's not honest, so that's going to have serious repercussions on his business. But if you just buy tzitzis from a regular guy on the street, that is assumed to be possible. There's no ne'amonis. So Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph here tells us, why can you buy from a regular Jew? I feel Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph, I feel kasher. A regular Jew we assume as a cheskas kashus, and therefore bavale tavon, he spun them lishma, v'shazran, he twined them lishma, v'talon lishma, he put around the beggar lishma. Im lo shu kasher, unless the Jew is kasher that you have reason to suspect that he didn't do lishma. Bottom line, you should buy tzitzis from a reliable place with a reliable hechsher to make sure that all these requirements are done properly. Sif Beis. Ein mochren talis mitzuyetzes lo'ovei kochavim. One is not allowed to sell a talis mitzuyetzes to a guy. You can't sell a talis katan, talis gadol to a guy. Why? Shema, so the Gemara brings two reasons. Here the Mechaber brings one. Shema yislave yisrael baderech v'yagenu. Because maybe the Jew will, or maybe the guy will wear the tzitzis, thereby pretending to be a Jew. He'll escort a Jew on the road, and then when he has him in a, you know, in a country road with no one looking, he'll kill him. Then the Mechaber continues. I feel mashkin l'hafki tas mitzuyetzes lo b'kochavim also. Even to give it to him temporarily as a mashkon, as a pikadon, as a collateral, something that's temporary, it's still aser. Elim kin hu l'fisha, unless it's extremely temporary, d'leke l'meichash l'hat, and then you don't have to worry that he's going to use it to dress up and to kill a Jew. Now the Gemara brings down another reason. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Zayin. The Gemara brings down another reason of Zona. I don't want to get into that. Not really relevant. The end of Sifkot on Zion, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to, there's two reasons. According to the reason that we're afraid the guy is going to kill the Jew, nowadays you don't have to worry. Because the goyim are not suspected of killing Jews. So remember, alright, and nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, this is not the case. And we do have to be choshed. And then the stories of the different kidnappings and attempted kidnappings are Arabs who dressed up like Jews. How do you dress up like a Jew? You put on a pair of tzitzis. And therefore, Rav Nevzal says that this din very much does apply, unfortunately, nowadays in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's basically Simon Chaf in a nutshell.